We're dodging some raindrops on this Thursday afternoon. Some of those showers continue through the first part of tonight. What we have is a disturbance and associated cool pocket of air that is working through the upper atmosphere. So as that cool air aloft comes through and we have warming temperatures near the ground, the difference between the ground temperature and the temperature aloft creates instability. And that's why clouds bubbled up through the day and we saw showers flare up during the late morning and early afternoon. And moving through the rest of the day, we'll have some passing showers, and some of the more robust showers have the potential to produce some thunder and lightning, some briefly gusty winds, and also some small hail. But they will be spotty in nature, so not everybody will see rain today, but in some spots the rain could be at least heavy for a short period of time. Once the sun goes down, the showers will come to an end. As we lose the heating from the sun, of course, the shower activity winds down this evening. So any lingering showers tonight will wrap up. We'll see clearing skies. A few patches of fog are possible. Temperatures will be seasonable, falling back into the 40s. And tomorrow will be the pick of the week. A spectacular Friday is on tap across eastern New York and western New England. With a bubble of dry air in place, we'll see bright sunny skies and temperatures that will climb up to between about 70 and 75 degrees, which is just a little bit below, or above rather, what is normal for this time of year. Then moving into the weekend, we start to see some uncertainty in regards to an ocean storm that will track southeast of our area. Some of the computer models bring the storm far enough north to bring a soaking rain to the southern half of our area Saturday afternoon into Saturday night. Some of the other computer models keep the storm a little bit farther to the southeast, kind of brushing the area with some showers, mainly late Saturday into Saturday night. Again, that area would be south of the Albany area. So we'll see exactly how heavy the rain is, but there is at least a decent shot at some wet weather south of Albany later Saturday into Saturday night. So as showers will cool things down in our southern areas on Saturday, but across the north, we're looking for some sunshine and temperatures should once again make it up into the 70s as we kick off the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, any scattered showers and storms will end, clearing and seasonably cool, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm and dry, high 70 to 75. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, any showers will end, clearing and seasonably cool, with lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm and dry, high 70 to 75. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, scattered showers and storms will end, clearing and seasonably cool, low in the 40s to around 50. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm and dry, high 70 to 75. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, any scattered showers and storms will end, clearing and seasonably cool, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm and dry, high 70 to 75. Region-wide on Saturday, increasing clouds, a chance of afternoon rain mainly south, highs in the lower 70s, cooler south, where it will be cloudier, and on Sunday, variably cloudy with a chance of showers and highs in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.